Layer 521, the New Deal. Did it work? Text reads, did the New Deal help to end the Great Depression, or did it prolong it? Did it go too far in regulating financial markets and creating a social safety net for Americans? Or should it have done more? What is the proper role of the federal government in the nation's economy? Today, fundamental economic questions raised during the New Deal years remain at the center of our political life. Historians, economists, and political commentators agree that FDR profoundly changed America's government and economy. But they disagree, often passionately, about his legacy. Touch the screen to view excerpts from the continuing debate about this innovative and controversial chapter in our history. The rest of the descriptions in this exhibit consist of a series of book quotes, each addressing the central question about the New Deal. Did it work? You may continue listening to these quotes or press the right arrow key on your audio tour player to exit this layer of recorded information and continue with the rest of the tour. The New Deal. Did it work? Book quotes. Arthur M. Schlesinger, Jr. writes in his 1960 book, The Age of Roosevelt, The Politics of Upheaval. As Roosevelt saw it, he was safeguarding the constitutional system by carrying through reforms long overdue. He regarded the nation as an estate to be improved for those who would eventually inherit it. In his 1984 book, The Great Depression, America, 1929 to 1941, Robert S. McIlvaine writes, "The early New Deal made important changes in the American economic setup, but not drastic ones. Roosevelt tried to work within the existing power system, not to transform it." In his 2003 book, FDR's Folly, How Roosevelt and His New Deal Prolonged the Great Depression, Jim Powell writes, "The New Deal did plenty to prolong high unemployment. New Deal policies were dubious when considered from the standpoint of their effects." In 2007, Amity Schles writes in her book, The Forgotten Man, A New History of the Great Depression. One of the most famous Roosevelt phrases in history, almost as famous as fear itself, was Roosevelt's boast that he would promulgate bold, persistent experimentation. But Roosevelt's commitment to experimentation itself created fear. In his book, The New Deal, The Depression Years, 1933 to 1940, Anthony Badger writes in 1989 that, in the end, the New Deal was essentially a holding operation for American society because in the democratic, capitalist United States, that was what most Americans wanted it to be. William E. Lichtenberg writes in his 1963 book, The Age of Roosevelt, The Politics of Franklin D. Roosevelt and the New Deal, 1932 to 1940. The havoc that had been done before Roosevelt took office was so great that even the unprecedented measures of the New Deal did not suffice to repair the damage. When recovery did come during World War II, it was much more soundly based because of the adoption of the New Deal program. In his book, Freedom from Fear, The American People in Depression and War, 1929 to 1945, David M. Kennedy writes in 1999 that the New Deal erected an institutional scaffolding designed to provide unprecedented stability and predictability for the American economy. In time, that edifice would serve as the latticework on which the post-war economy grew. Stephen Moore writes in his 2008 book, New Deal or Raw Deal, How FDR's Economic Legacy Has Damaged America. The greatest and most enduring economic myth of the 20th century is the idea that Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal pulled America out of the Great Depression. In 2006, Jonathan Alter wrote, The Defining Moment, FDR's 100 Days and the Triumph of Hope, and states that The result of FDR's efforts was a new social contract that has informally bound his successors to confront major domestic and international problems, rather than leave them entirely to the marketplace or to other nations. In his 2009 book, Nothing to Fear, FDR's Inner Circle and the 100 Days That Created Modern America, Adam Cohen writes, "The explosion of new legislation during the 100 Days transformed vast swaths of American life, from banking to agriculture to public welfare. The relationship between the American people and their government would never be the same again." In 1996, Alan Brinkley wrote, "The End of Reform, New Deal Liberalism in Recession and War," saying, "The New Deal was promoting recovery through deficit financing, but haltingly, penuriously, and largely inadvertently, as the unintended result of policies designed to achieve other ends." And finally, in his 2011 book, The New Deal, A Modern History, Michael Hiltzik writes, "The New Deal was a work in progress from its beginning to its end, when it yielded to preparations for war. Its principles and institutions still are works in progress, debate over them ongoing." You'll now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.